Father!
Father! Father, please, one moment. I need to speak with you. I'm deeply troubled, Father. I'm having such thoughts and feelings and dreams. I fear I'm being tested or tempted or... I simply don't know. The other sisters all agree that you're wise, and I've been hesitant to speak with you, but I truly don't know who else to turn to. It's terribly shameful. May we please speak privately, Father? Oh, your quarters. That seems a bit improper, don't you think? The two of us alone, so close to your bed. No, you're right, Father. We do know how to comport ourselves. Of course, I will follow you, Father. Thank you, Father. I didn't know what else to do. I've spent days in prayer, but I fear my soul may be in jeopardy. I've had feelings, Father. Lustful feelings. These aren't just fleeting, momentary thoughts. They plague me, Father. Day and night, my thoughts turn to pleasures of the flesh. My dreams are haunted by visions of carnal decadence I never knew existed. I couldn't come to you with this, Father, not when... No, I can't. I shouldn't even be here with you now. No, you're right. This will not stop on its own. I didn't come to you, Father, because it's you I can't stop thinking about. See, it's beyond shameful, my thoughts. Flattered? Father! That's incredibly inappropriate. How could you say such a thing? Well, yes. I know you weren't born a priest, and I suppose I could be considered conventionally attractive. Hot? Voluptuous? No, Father, you must stop. Yes, I know. Before I was a woman of God, I was a woman. And yes, feelings of attraction or arousal are only human. But not like this. This is obsession. And Father, I just wanted to stop. No, I can't. No, Father, I can't possibly. What I've said already is more than enough. If you think so, Father, I'll tell you about my dreams. It's always you. Maybe I'm in my bed, or the garden, or the kitchen. Once it was even the old chapel. Each time you come to me, and I am drawn to you. You take me, use me, and I want it, Father. Every night in my dreams, I submit to you and worship your body in every way. Oh, Father, don't even look at me. It's terrible. No, Father, you don't you don't understand. Because it doesn't end when I wake. All day I think of you. I can still feel what you did to me in my dreams. Like your hands linger on my skin. Everywhere. My body is flush with excitement just being near you. When you look at me, Father, I want to be seen. I want you to know every inch of me. My clothes feel tight. I want to rip them off. I ache for your touch. Father, do you see? Do you see how terrible it is? Not only do my cravings drive me to disregard my own vows, but I would tempt you away from your own. And Father, I can't stop thinking about how good it would feel. Oh my, how improper. I'm so sorry, Father. I'm losing myself to this terrible, infernal lust. I am speaking out of... How long have I been a nun? I began pursuing the Holy Order as soon as I turned 18. I knew my vocation early on. So? Yes, I suppose I didn't have any experience with matters of the flesh. You really think that's all this is about, Father? Well, yes, I suppose you are the first man around my age that I've spent time with in many years. Your predecessor, Father Michael, was quite old when he passed. But even so, how do I rid myself of these feelings? Father, you can't be serious. Indulge them. I could never violate my vows like that. Oh, you didn't mean a hug? Just a simple hug? You're right, there's nothing dirty about that. We can hug for a few seconds and it will break this mystique I feel around you. Of course, it will show me you're just a normal man. Okay, just an innocent, chaste hug. Oh, it's okay. I'm okay, Father. I just didn't expect you to be so solid, so firm. Muscular, your chest is so hard and your arms so strong. You could pick me up and do anything you want with my soft, curvaceous body. And you smell so masculine, so fucking delicious. My mouth is simply watering, thinking about tasting your fat, throbbing. Oh, good heavens, what am I even saying? God forgive me, Father. I have turned an innocent, friendly hug into something filthy. It is not okay. I said and thought such horrible things in the presence of you, Father of God. Again? No, we can't risk it. I might completely lose myself and do something wicked. Well, yes. I suppose you are strong enough to stop me if I try something. Perhaps you're right. I'm sorry, Father. Can you say that again? A kiss. Just a peck on the lips. To show nothing will happen. I hope not. Okay. It's not so bad. I can handle this. I already know how strong and firm and hard your body is. And I can ignore the enchanting scent, but the heat. Father, your body is so hot and close. The warmth is radiating into my body. Let's just push past this. The kiss. Yes. There. Not so bad. Just a chaste peck on the lips. No problem. I could do it again, even. Nothing. No big deal. I could do this all day, in fact. I could... See? No impact, Father. Your tongue in my mouth, the taste of you on my lips, as natural as breathing. I don't feel at all overwhelmed by need. Drunk on desire, desperately hungry for every part of you. See, you can pin me against the wall. Kiss my neck and it means nothing. And if I find myself grinding against your knee, it doesn't make me a wanton harlot. No matter how hot your body is, or how wet my womanhood is, or how very hard and large your member becomes. Father, we must stop. We can't go any further. Why not, Father? Because, oh, God, you feel good. Because we took vows. Yes, we promised God we wouldn't do things like this. What do you mean? Why? Because it's what you do. Oh, I can't think straight, Father, when your huge, manly member is throbbing against me. I can't answer a question like that. I can't know what kind of God would give us these needs and the means to satisfy them so easily. And punish us for merely wanting the satisfaction. And we shouldn't ask such things. Especially not with your hands touching every inch of me. Please, don't stop touching me. You feel so hot. I'm burning from your touch. Oh, Father. Oh, Father, my clothes. You can't just tear them open with your big, powerful arms and touch me everywhere. Caress my breast. Play with my sensitive nipples. Suck on them. Please, Father, they're aching. Oh. How are you so good at this? Why? It's so hot. And I can feel it digging into my thigh. I can't say it. Please, Father, don't make me say it. Cock. Your cock. Your hot, hard, throbbing, big, fat cock. I want it so bad, Father. I need it. Please, help me satisfy this terrible desire. Yes, please. God, help me. Oh, it's perfect. I never knew a cock could be so beautiful. I need to touch it. It needs to be touched, worshipped. Please, Father, let me adore your perfect cock. I need it so much. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much, Father. God, Father, it is just like my dreams. No, no, Father, it is better. The size, the weight, the smell. The taste. Oh, and the heat. Father, it feels like it should burn my tongue, but it's so perfectly warm. I need more. All of it. Stick it down my throat, please, Father, please. More. Father, harder. Don't stop, please. No, Father, I don't need air. I need cock, your cock. Feed me, please, Father, give it to me. Yes, please, Father, please anoint me with your seed. Please, Father, please. Yes. me, Father. Yes, yes, you've marked me. Oh, Father, your seed feels like a brand on my skin, and it tastes like fire. I must have more. Father, please give me more. This is everything I've needed in my life, what I've been missing. Father, please, please fill me up. My body is yours, Father. Please use me. Make me your plaything. Father, your skin is red, and you have horns and a tail. You're a demon. It can't be. You came here to seduce all the nuns, but I'm the only one you want. No, you beast, you monster, you saved me. I was changed by my useless vows to a jealous god that wanted me all for himself, and why not? As you said, look at this body, these hips, this big, beautiful ass, these luscious tits. I hid all of these under that stupid uniform and locked myself away for what? I've never known pleasure like your hands on my body and your cock in my throat. Fuck those vows. Fuck this convent. And most of all, throw me on that bed and fuck the shit out of this virgin pussy. You're my other half and my missing piece. You're... Take me. Please, demon lover, be the first to claim every inch of my body. The first of many. Please, take me. Fill me. Oh, you're so deep inside me. To be impaled in a way that provides pain, but so much, oh, so much pleasure. No one's ever touched me or had me like this. Please, yes, suck these big juicy tits, please, while you fuck me, demon. Yeah, like that. Yes. Oh, like that? Yeah? Oh, I like it when I grab you by the horns. Oh, please, demon. Harder. Never stop. This feeling, oh, my entire body, every sensation, every nerve. Oh, fuck. I want always to be fucking you. From now, I want so many. Oh, God. Oh, I went so many years untouched. I've got so much to catch up on. So much fucking. I'm going to be a complete whore. Fuck me any way you want. Show me things I never imagined. Oh, yes, please. But first, come in me, lover, please. Yes, give me that demon seed and claim my womb, please. Yes, breed me. Make me bear an infernal brood for you. Yes, yes, I want my body swollen with your dark offspring. I'm yours forever. Yes, yes, yes. I'll be your demon fuck slut. Yes, yes. Just give me that fucking cum. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. 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 Oh, hell. That felt incredible. My body, my skin is lavender. And what is this? Is a tail and horns and wings. I'm finally complete. I've been reborn, and all thanks to you, lover. And what exactly am I? A succubus? A sex demon? Like you? Oh, yes, lover. We get to be depraved and wanton forever. Absolutely. You've taken my useless soul and replaced it with a perfect, endless desire. You've freed me, lover. Now, let's give that gift of freedom to my former sisters. They'll love being playthings just for us.